Welcome to the blog Music Art Culture. This is your host Dominique LaRue, and I am first having to say happy MLK Day. Yes, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the civil rights leader, the African American, the pioneer that led social movements in the U.S. and influenced many other around the globe, is honored today on Monday, January 21st. Fun fact, his birthday is actually January 15th, and it is, yes, MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is indeed a federal holiday, for those of you who don't know. So, question. With that being said, are you one of the many who do not have today off? Are you? Do you fall into that category? Well, I tell you what, if you do not have the holiday off, you are not alone. There are plenty of other people working on MLK Day, even though it is officially a federal holiday. However, a little FYI, if you do not want to work MLK Day in the future, take the day off. Yes, use a sick day, use a holiday, do it in advance. Let's be professional people. But yes, you can request the day off if it is not offered by your employer. If you're saying, well, Dominique, that's not something that I would do because, you know, I don't want it to mess with my money, I totally get it. So it's up to you. But I do engage in community service. So fun fact, I was able to participate in some local activities here in my surrounding community in Los Angeles in preparation for the parade, MLK parade. So you can count it as an act of service, a great way to get involved, a great reason to get involved in your local community on whichever level. And or you can just take the day off and, you know, acknowledge some of the freedoms that you have due to some of the work that he and several tireless other leaders were able to collaborate and get done. Not just in the streets, not just in Capitol Hill, but also in other communities being able to affect the ideas of many others to ensure that other people that were not of a certain privilege during that point in time could now experience the freedoms that we currently have, where race is not necessarily always a factor, or at least if you find out that it is, you can fight it in the court of law and win. And yes, that includes gender equality, and it's led to a slew of other things as well. But that is our history lesson for today. Happy MLK Day. And we're going to keep it going. We've got a great show. I'm excited, very, very excited, as always. Don't you always hear the enthusiasm in my voice when I talk to you all? It's always a fun time. And also, well, I hope you had a great weekend. We're coming off the weekend. If you follow us on Twitter, MACEF Public Arts, you can see some of the fun stuff that we've posted over the week. And let me tell you, it was a blast. From our survey interaction, it was really cool to see so many of you engaging with us over social media. And some of the articles that we posted as well, we talked about marriage and millennials. And yeah, that survey came back pretty strong. Most people, I'm not sure if I told you about it last week, preferred a committed relationship instead of a superficial one. 100% of the people that participated in that survey wanted commitment. That is important. So I'm glad we were all on the same page. Didn't get too controversial there. Some of the other stories, as we shared, we won't relive it, But you know what? It was a fun show, good time. So let's keep the ball rolling and talk about, well, what we do over here at the Blog Music Art Culture, which is Candid Conversation. All right, thanks for listening. So this is me, your host, Dominique, and you're listening to the Blog Music Art Culture, the podcast. Yes. So head over to Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe for free. You can also listen on Anchor, anchor.fm/musicartculture, and it will direct you however you want to listen, whether on Spotify, that is also an option, Google Podcasts. Yes, we are where you are. And that's everywhere we need to be. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about supporting local. We're talking about sports. And we're going to get into some music news. And, yeah, it's going to be a good show. So, some of the things that I find really interesting when it comes to supporting local is that there is a really cool kind of feel around it. Some people feel like, you know, they're on trend, they're doing something different, they're very unique. And on the flip side, there are others who still are kind of on the fence about small business because they feel as though they don't have as many options. But who cares, as long as the product is good. So I'm going to give you four top reasons to support local shops. So one, it keeps your community clean. Two, it keeps the property value up. Three, it makes shopping more convenient. Why? Because you're in walking distance of all the places you want to go, and it gives you the perfect excuse to talk to strangers in your neighborhood. Yeah, that's number four. And why is that one cool? Because, well, if you're like me, I'll talk to pretty much anyone, and I don't even have to know your first name. Maybe you're the security at the grocery store, maybe you're not. I tend to try and say hello to as many people as possible, and a lot of times I don't get a response, but that's not why I do it. I do it to interact with people, and maybe because that's kind of the way it was when I grew up. So, question, do you often speak to strangers when you're at the grocery store, or is it just me? Do you make attempts when you're at restaurants to talk to anyone other than the hostess or your server? Think about it. If you do, I guess that, your hostess, your server, or the valet. Do you even speak to the valet? Do you just hand them your keys? Or if you're, I don't know, wanting to try something different, I say support local. It's really cool. Actually, you'd be surprised at a lot of the different options a lot of small vendors have. They have better price points at times. They're more willing to be accommodating. And I think that overall you have a better experience with the local vendor because they want you to come back. They really appreciate your support, and they want and like that, you know, close-knit community interaction. So what I found is chances are if there's something that they don't have in their stores and you let them know, they'll do their best to accommodate you. So you always have to keep that open communication going. That's always a great sign. Fresh grocers. That seems to be a really interesting thing taking place in inner cities across the LA area. And yeah, I actually have run across a few. It's pretty interesting about some of the options that they're able to provide that are reasonably priced and actually pretty competitive when it comes to some of the mainstream grocers that allow you to kind of do the box subscriptions for take-home groceries. I don't know, something to consider, but I'd say it's always nice to know the people that you surround yourself with in day-to-day interactions, because it just makes for a more pleasant experience, wouldn't you say? So yeah, that's my take on that. Support local businesses. They often do give away products, just like the majors. They offer subscription services. They tend to be more affordable. And a lot of them offer delivery options as well. So if you're ever looking to consider supporting local, well, those are great incentives to do so. And if you want to know where you can start, well, go ahead and head over to Google and look up a topic of interest, whether it's retail, whether it's produce, and see what pops up in your local area, and you'd be surprised. I'm sure you'll have a pleasant experience. So, hashtag shop local. Yes. Great thing to do on a wonderful day like this, which is MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the national holiday to celebrate MLK for all of his contributions to civil rights and equality across the nation. He's influenced people around the world. And it's really cool that we have a day like this, January 21st, to acknowledge him. I know a lot of different places do parades. So I'm sure they'll have local vendors out there. If you have time, if you do have the day off, head over. If you don't, well, make sure you get some information and find time on your day off to explore your local community and the businesses around you. So let's talk sports. Now, usually I don't do this, and let me tell you why. I am not the type of lady who's really into sports. I'll tell you why I like them, because they involve food, liquor, men, and great conversation. Yes. And you can learn a lot about the game from people who are really die-hard fans who know about the sport. They can give you all the quick little prompters on what to follow and why the game is important and what's cool about the game and blah, 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 blah. Because personally, I know nothing about sports statistics. Yeah, I'm not that kind of girl. But I will, you know, today I wanted to do something different because something monumental has happened. The LA Rams are going to the Super Bowl. And I thought that was just, well, super important. Why? Because they're getting a new stadium in Inglewood, which is a win-win for the city because the stadium is only 15 minutes away from LAX. So, yeah, Los Angeles is definitely going to be a premier place for football, whether they win, lose, or draw on any of these games. But I tell you one thing, they are going to the Super Bowl since the announcement that they have moved to LA. And I tell you what, I guarantee you that there is newfound hope for every cheerleader in LA. And let me tell you why. Think about it. Outside of like the college sphere of cheerleading, if you wanted to do it professionally, you had to go to San Diego, you had to, you know, what, maybe go upstate, you know, if we still have the Raiders, I'm not even sure about the specs on that. I heard something like they were going to another state, but I don't even know. All I know is what's happening. Well, the LA Rams are going to the Super Bowl. They beat the Saints, and guess what? Cheerleaders have new hope. Why? Because you can be an LA Rams cheerleader. Their colors are cute, okay? They work with all types of skin tones and palettes. We're talking navy blue. There's some gold, yellow, and some white. It's just a really good look. It's a really good look. And I tell you what, you'll have more women interested in football in LA just because we have a team. Do you know how many prospects there will be just knowing that you can actually go to a local game, not buy a plane ticket, okay? You can actually focus on all the shops that they're going to be building around this stadium. You can buy yourself a cheerleading jersey, yes. And guess what? While he's talking about all the stats and all of that, you can be talking about the tryout squad. Oh, yeah, I took it there. I sure did. I took it there. So, ladies, there is newfound hope, okay? If you're not into all of the sports talk when it comes to football, guess what? When the Super Bowl comes, if you're from LA, you can talk about the cheerleaders. Look up all their stats, look up the whole team, and every time a play is being thrown, see if they're giving any of the girls some love on the sidelines, and you can point out who they are. Boom. Problem solved. Yes. I'm super excited about that, actually. I really am. LA has a team, and it's going to be really awesome. This is a real win for the women, as well as the men. Not to say I'm sexist, and yes, everyone loves football. I just don't know the stats, like I said before, but I tell you one thing, ladies, guess what? We will be there in droves, rocking those colors and in those stands. And yes, oh yes, it's going to be so much fun because your dating prospects have now doubled, okay? If not even tripled, and just bring your A game if you get a ticket to show up and sit in the stands. But even if you're at the bar, you know, full face, lips plush, snacks with a nice cocktail, and like I said, make sure you know the roster, support the ladies on the cheer squad, show some love. Take notes. It's an exciting time. All right, in other news when it comes to sports, question. Did you ever notice how much rapper J. Cole resembles Lakers center JaVale McGee? I actually posted something up on our social media page so you could see something side by side. And quick note, the Lakers did win when they dragged over from overtime from Oklahoma this week, but it was a close call. We almost didn't know what was going to happen. I'm glad I don't bet money on sports because I'd be really stressed out right now. But long story short, the Lakers won. And yeah, J. Cole and Lakers center McGee could be twins in a parallel universe. Fun facts all day. The blog Music Art Culture, hashtag Music Art Culture. Yes, you can follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. I am your host, Dominique, and you can also follow me as well at Dominique LaRue on Twitter and IG. I hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as I am. We're going to move over into music news now, and I have an update for you about a very controversial, well, I guess, yeah, he's controversial. And some changes have been made to his existing contract. In music news, there was an update. You know, this story is just, it's, can I just be so honest, guys? It's really sad. Once upon a time, I was a fan of R. Kelly, like so many other people. And then you get all this information about, you know, the accusations. And then you're like, okay, as a woman, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, did he do it? Did he not do it? It seems suspect. I wasn't there. He was acquitted. But, you know, I just didn't feel really right about the whole thing. And then several years later, you get even more information from this special, this documentary on Lifetime, Surviving R. Kelly. And then it just like, there's so little room to give the benefit of the doubt in my mind, whether you blew, I don't know, whether you agree or disagree. But moving on, the facts are that ever since that recent documentary, his label had been making some considerations of their own. And long story short, at least the way the story is being told, Universal Music Publishing Group dropped R. Kelly last spring in light of everything that was going to come out from the documentary Surviving R. Kelly. So he's currently, as we know, I'm assuming he's out of contract. I don't know if he's been picked up by anybody else. The article from Billboard.com says that the two came to an agreement. It doesn't say what the terms of the agreement were, not that it's anyone's business, but it wasn't released as far as to the readers of this article. And it's very interesting to note that I will say, you know, you have the hashtag Mute R. Kelly movement and all this going on. What's that about? Well, they show up to places where he has a show booked and they let people know, hey, you need to not support this man. We don't want him playing in our communities. And they basically use it as a way to educate the people about some of the other things that they don't know about the musician based on these accusations. So, question, do you think that R. Kelly will go independent, and do you think he can survive as an indie artist only on shows. It's very complex. It's very interesting. There's a lot of things going on. Accusations left and right. People are trying to take legal action. So is this the end of an era, or has the era been over for a really long time? R. Kelly, he's been doing work for notable work, successful work since the 90s as a writer, a producer, performer. So it'll be really interesting to see how his career turns out after all this dust settles. I don't know. I don't know if it will ever settle, to be totally honest, but it will be interesting to see how it plays out for him as a musician. A side note, it's not really a side note, but it's a fact. BMI does own his music catalog, which is basically all the hits. When it comes to I Believe I Can Fly, when it comes to songs that he performed with Celine Dion, songs that he wrote for Michael Jackson, all the hits, all of his major money-making hits are in that BMI own catalog. So I am curious to see what they're going to do with his music as far as licensing, as far as future distribution, if it's going to get shut down, if they're still going to allow people to mix his music. Like, what is going to happen with that? Is it all going to be a part of a way to pay some type of, I don't know, compensation to survivors if he is found guilty of any of these new charges they're trying to bring him on? Will he be forced to pay any form of restitution based on royalties, or will they use his music catalog to take care of that? I really don't know. I have no idea. I'm just like everyone else, getting the information and trying to make sense of it all. What's happening? It would be really interesting to see if he does do an interview since all of this has come out, because I haven't seen anything stating that he's, come out and done an interview. So what's happening with R. Kelly? I don't know. And yeah, I just really don't know. I do know that one of the survivors, one of the people from the documentary, noted as a survivor, I believe her name was Lisa, she was on the Red Table talk with Jada Pinkett, and it was interesting. I love the show. I love the Red Table talk with Jada Pinkett. So to be totally honest, anything that she posts up, whether I agree, disagree, or remain indifferent, I still love to hear her perspective. I love her energy. I love the way that she approaches topics and conversations. So it made for a really good show. However, I had enough detail from the documentary where I didn't need to indulge anymore. And I'll just leave it there. That is what we have for music news today. I think that pretty much settles the ground on that one. And to piggyback on the whole sports conversation that we had a little bit ago, there was a post to our Twitter page, the blog Music Art Culture. You can follow at Macef Public Arts, MACEF Public Arts. And quick, short, to the point video about the highlights from the Rams and the Saints game. As I said before, the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. And there's time for you to get caught up on a couple of stats before the big Super Bowl weekend. Take a look. I think it's worth it. I love to at least know just maybe a little bit of the real, before I sit down with everybody else and feel like I just know nothing. So I think this is a really great way to get into that whole thing. If you caught us on Periscope, that was really fun, being able to chit-chat with you guys in real time. And if you want to check that out, you can just click on the link as well from our Twitter page, and you can check out that session. That was a whole lot of fun. Remember, you can subscribe to the blog Music Art Culture. It is free. Listen on Apple Podcasts. It's always a great time to interact with you all, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for listening and hanging in there for another episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique. Yes, it is the beginning of the week, so we've got plenty to connect with. And guess what? I want to hear from you. So feel free to like, share, tweet, follow, send me a message, and I will get back. Yes, I'll make sure to reach out to you. I love engaging with our audience, and I definitely want to engage with you as well. One of the things that I would recommend, if you have time, really cool movie I saw over the weekend was Glass by M. Night Shyamalan. It was so entertaining. If you're not familiar with the other two films, which being Unbreakable and the second was Split, it's okay because you can still enjoy the whole movie. You don't have to see the other two, but it definitely gives you the fill in the blanks along the way. It's a lot of fun though if you did see the other two movies, and I will tell you what, the previews do not give anything away in the film, and neither will I. I want you to enjoy it as much as the acting was superb, and yeah, it's a really fun movie, so go ahead and check that out. I went on opening night. I was very surprised to see the turnout, but I tell you one thing, it is kind of lengthy. The movie is kind of long, but it's well worth it. I didn't realize it until I walked out of the theater, but it's well worth it. And I won't ruin anything for you. I'll let you experience it for yourself. Go check that out. Glass by M. Night Shyamalan. Never a disappointment. Always a great movie to see. A lot of his movies are really entertaining, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I have. Again, thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. Feel free to like, share, tweet, follow, subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts. Head over to at MACEF Public Arts. You can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow me on Twitter as well. And look out for this week's video post on Periscope, where we can talk about some more interesting news and headlines. All right, won't hold you any longer, but till next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.